Clinton. Brothers and sisters, a very important denial took place in that history, and it has to do with identifying where we're at in time. One of the main principles that was written into the Constitution, I'll take time for this just because we are in England, is that the people that wrote the Constitution, they didn't want to be ruled by a king anymore. So in the Constitution, they purposely made it clear that there was no one in the United States that was above the law. Not a president, a congressman, it just wasn't going to happen. They'd had enough of that with the king that had been ruling over this. So that's in the Constitution. And in the Constitution, if there's one thing that a president can definitely be brought out of office for, you know what it is? Perjury. And it was black and white, nobody denies it, that Bill Clinton committed perjury. But they didn't impeach him. Do you know why? Because of public opinion polls. And the great controversy says that the politicians of the United States, in one passage, and we'll read this later on, that the politicians are going to pass a Sunday law, and here's the quote, in order to secure popularity. When the Sunday law arrives, you're going to have a Congress in the United States that isn't working on principle anymore. It's worried about popularity. And one of the principles in the Constitution was is that no one's above the law. And brothers and sisters, for the first time in history, just a couple years ago, you've seen it happen. You had a president that had broken the law, but because of popularity polls, they let it slide. Every principle of the Constitution is going to be denied. It's going to be repudiated. We're at that time point in history. Almost every sentence out of the Great Controversy is applying to today. And if you go back this passage we just read, I won't read it, but go read it, Great Controversy 585. She's talking about this time period when the courts will be corrupt, and she nails it down what point of time it's going to be. I'll read just a little bit of it. She's talking about people committing really violent crimes. Do you remember how O.J. Simpson killed his wife and her boyfriend? It was pretty gory, pretty ugly. She says this, the vilest of criminals, when thrown into prison for their offenses, are often made the recipients of gifts and attentions as if they had attained an enviable distinction. Great publicity is given to their character and crimes. The press publishes the revolting details of vice, thus initiating others into the practice of fraud. And she goes on, brothers and sisters, that's what goes on today. That's what's taking place. And it's when you see that, then you know that the court systems are corrupt and that we are right at the point in time when the Sunday law is going to arrive. Now,